Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Mayo GAA has come in for some criticism for the tone and the way they parted ways with manager Kevin McStay. Last night, the county board released a statement saying they had, quote, made the decision to relieve Kevin McStay and his management team from their roles with the Mayo senior football team with immediate effect. At the end of May, the county confirmed that McStay had stepped back from his role as senior team manager for the immediate future due to personal health issues, with Stephen Rochford taking charge of the team on a temporary basis. Well, we're joined now on the line by former Mayo footballer David Brady to discuss this further. And David, you're welcome to the programme. Clearly a lot of people are very unhappy with the tone of this statement. What did you think?
The minute I read it, Sarah, I knew straight away what jumped out at me. And the words that followed it were blurred because the statement of relieved from their duties. Like, for me, are you to be called into an office as professionals are, you know, to say you're being relieved of your duties. It is, you know what? It doesn't even sound right. It's not right. And this is a Mayo manager, like every other manager in the last 74 years that has failed to win in All-Ireland. But we're not at that level. And I think we stooped. We stooped below the level of respect, class, and what we stand for as, I think, Mayo people and Mayo GAA. It was the height of disrespect, and anyone, and I'm not blaming the man that pressed the button, but someone had to say, I stand over that, relieved from your duties. That for me, it lacked respect. It was void of empathy as well, because we're not all perfect. And you know, if it was just saying the process to appoint a new Mayo manager has now commenced, and we, you know, that's, but where are we going in the GAA? And I'm speaking, it's not a global CEO role or position. It's a county manager with a lot of pressure. And again, if Kevin McStay was in the full of his health, I would still say that was, I'd still stand over my remarks. But this is a man that, you know, on the grass in McHale Park had a health issue. You know, and you go to yourself, there wasn't, for me, there wasn't even a mention, you know, the best of wishes in your health and the future. And you're talking about men, include Stephen Rochford, Donny Buckley, that have given 15 years service at the top level of management, never mind playing, you know, throughout their careers. That is, for me, you can't, and I wouldn't accept that, yep, to be relieved from your duties.
You sound very upset about it, David. Like, you sound personally upset about it.
Well, it's like everything else, Sarah. We seem to, in Mayo, we air not our dirty laundry on the line. We hang it on the front door. And it's there's so much that is contributing to Mayo football. But I still, and I go by what's said to me in life, treat people with respect. And that, for me, was void of empathy, respect, and common courtesy. Nobody is relieved of their duties. They are amateurs. They are people that will commit for the good of Mayo football. And if it doesn't happen, so be it. But it was wrong. And whoever said that headline statement should go out to say you're relieved of your duties, I stand away from it. So does, and it's not just Mayo people, it's GAA people.
Yeah.
It's normal people. I met a man, he said, what in the name of God were you relieving a man of his duties when he volunteered for a role, and a very high profile role?
Yeah. We did contact Mayo GAA to ask for a response to the criticisms. And as you say, David, it's not just Mayo GAA where there's been criticisms, it's been nationally people saying they're unhappy with the statement. But anyway, Mayo GAA said in response to our request for a statement, they said, at present, Mayo GAA have no further comment on this matter until the next county board meeting next Wednesday. I wonder, to give people the benefit of the doubt, is there any possibility it was just clumsily phrased and that no one spotted it?
Oh, no, that's not the, like, this is one of the most high-profile GAA counties in the country. from a national level, you don't just willy-nilly press a button and say, ah, oh, yeah, I sent that out.
Mm.
Somebody has to okay that. And to give benefit of the doubt, there was a thanks to Kevin in the latter part of it.
There was.
But it is this. And you know what? The county board meeting next week was the place to say, we decided as a committee that Kevin wouldn't go on to have his fourth year because of X, Y, and Z. And there would be, you know, people, some wouldn't have batted an eyelid. Some would have said he should have had another year. But this is the reality of it, Sarah. Kevin wanted another year.
Mm.
And they specifically went out and said, Kevin, if you don't resign...
Well, we'd fire you. Yeah, okay. In terms of what the actual statement said, in case people haven't seen it, I've read the first bit, which is to say at this meeting, a decision was made to relieve Kevin McStay and his management team from their roles with the Mayo senior football team with immediate effect. And it went on then to say, we'd like to sincerely thank Kevin and his management team for their time, effort and commitment to the Mayo senior football team during their tenure. Their dedication to the players and the jersey has been greatly appreciated by all involved with Mayo GAA. We wish Kevin and his management team every success in the future, both on and off the field. So, I mean, those paragraphs, there's nothing wrong with those at all, I assume, David. Nothing. So it's really that the relief
it's
of the duties,
from your duties
is the bit that people aren't happy about. What
Aaron,
would you like to see happen now from Mayo GAA, given the concern that's been expressed?
You know what? Everyone needs to take a good look at themselves across the board and saying, what are we at? Or what are we trying to facilitate in the county? But and as I said to you at the start there, the rest is blurred when you're relieved of your duties.
Okay.
But you know the one thing? Probably Kevin's wife and family, they're the ones relieved because he doesn't have to go through it or he doesn't have to face that level of scrutiny that he has done.
Yeah, it's not easy to step up and put yourself out there, is it, for any of these people? Yeah. David, thank you so much for joining us and very interested to hear your views on it. That's David Brady, who's former Mayo footballer. You can let us know what you think to 51551.